Good day to you all. I'm Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly wrap-up of industry news. Let's dive straight into the pressing matters in the Australian insurance field. Surfacing as the top concern for insurers in Australia is cybersecurity risk. As a recent survey by PwC revealed, this concern surpasses regulatory issues and even the impacts of climate change. Amid the economic twists and turns, Anthony Jaga of PwC underscores the crucial role of insurers in offering affordable coverage. Alongside, there are increasing needs to address the frequency of climate-related events and the complex landscape of cybercrime. Amidst higher premium costs, the industry faces the challenge of innovating and serving economic, environmental, and security needs. Turning our attention to an intriguing case, an Australian driver involved in a severe car crash encountered an insurance claim denial by Allianz Australia. With a positive test result for methamphetamine, the insurer asserted that the driver was under the influence. Fatigue post-accident, attributed to earlier drug use, and a delay in communication played critical parts in the proceedings. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority backed Allianz's decision, stating that the insurer had managed the claim appropriately. In other news, we see the aftershocks of recent weather events. With the devastating floods and Cyclone Jasper, insured losses have crescendoed to a shocking $1.2 billion. The Insurance Council of Australia reported significant steps in recovery, with 28% of the 90,000 claims already settled. Focusing on valuable recovery, the Council ensures thorough repairs and assessments. Watch this space as we anticipate more data release on the insurance effects of mid-February storms in Victoria. Lastly, on a brighter note, insurance brokers are facing the tempest with unwavered business confidence. With client satisfaction rates peaking at 87%, businesses are revising their insurance needs given the economic challenges and catastrophic incidents. Today's clients perceive insurance as their security shield, with a staggering 76% seeking full coverage. Anthony Pagano from Vero encourages the pivotal role and advice brokers have to achieve this. The call for transparency in broker commissions echoes strong, with 97% demanding it while favoring commission-based earnings. Put simply, Australian consumers value proactive risk mitigation and clear advice on coverage and risks today more than ever. That's the roundup from the Australian insurance scene this week. To learn more about personal and business insurance, visit us at Financial Services Online's website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, and we will see you next time on our weekly insurance news wrap. Thanks for joining us.